This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Not everybody out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers and men and women out there. And, of course, the bulk mail center drivers out there, Felix and company, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and back. And our suicide jockeys delivering the gasoline and the diesel out there to the petroleum affiliates so we can have gas to drive around this weekend. Now, also, you can follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California IA, we have the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, it was brought up during the break about some of our drivers when they see something out there in the road. Question was, could they call in and tell us, or could they send us a message or whatever? And the answer is yes to both of them, right?
Well, of course, that's right. You know, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, I think, you know, we've got a lot of good feedback, by the way, Captain, about this. And there's a lot of truckers and drivers out there that need this kind of information. We're happy to buy it because it does change as we go through the program, and so we're happy to provide it. So if you see something out there, a road closure or bad weather, things like that, things
a wreck.
That you think the other or a wreck, that's right. Other drivers, if they need to know about it, send us a message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, send us a direct message, or simply call into the program, and you can call in at 1-877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. And we'll get it out on the air. And especially if it's a major emergency, we'll talk about it during the hour as well.
Mm-hmm. And I remember all those times that we'd have Catwoman and Road Dog when they were out on the road together, calling in, letting us know what was going on, because they ran down to the Texas border every night, or every other night, whatever it was, two times a week.
That's right. I do remember that. And sometimes there would be some like action going on, like, you know, police type action and so forth, trying to catch bad guys.
Yeah. Now, I had a response or a question earlier about the flags. Did I know anything about the flags being flown at half staff around the country? Yes, I do. Yesterday, President Joe Biden ordered flags to be flown at half staff for 5 days to remember the 1 million Americans who have now died from COVID.
Well, that's right. And basically, the numbers are supposed to have approached about a million yesterday on Thursday. If that is, if you're looking at the numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and also Johns Hopkins University, that's what the White House is basically putting together to get to that 1 million number.
Well, the inconsistencies right now in record keeping are coming out because it's not clear when exactly the U.S. passed the 1 million dead mark. Some counts say it hasn't even happened yet, but federal officials say the grim milestone was reached on Thursday.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, there have been deaths, obviously, but I think, Captain, as they go over all these different cases and numbers and so forth, some may not have died directly of COVID because they may have died of something else, could have been exacerbated by getting COVID, but those are going to be the final tallies, but I think it'll take more time to actually get to that. But I think what the Biden administration is doing is they're using this and of course, obviously the people died is a terrible, terrible thing, but it does begin to start to seem like, well, we're going to get this sort of getting back in the news. It's because it's a milestone number kind of a thing.
Now, yesterday, the January 6th committee subpoenaed House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and four other top Republicans to testify about their efforts to overturn the 2020 election. One of them, of course, is Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm not sure where any of that's going to go. And certainly Kevin McCarthy is up for Speaker of the House. I'm not sure where that's going to go. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, yes, the entire reasoning for the January 6th committee, you know, most people want to have investigations for major events like that, but this is all being done for political purposes. There's a narrative that's already written. They're simply moving that in that direction. And anybody that they're calling for that, they're going to try to frame into whatever it is that they want it to be. And so I think the American people are going to be a little bit skeptical of the conclusions, quote unquote, that might be that they might come to, because it's all a political theater at this point. It doesn't seem like an independent investigation where people could rely on it.
And they say it's bipartisan because they have two Republicans on board. One
right.
of them is a Republican not running again this year. That would be Adam Kinzinger from Illinois. And the other one is Liz Cheney, who may not have a party to run for or with. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
And Chris Markowski and I have been chasing each other around on the radio for 20 years. We started out at the same station down in Sarasota, Florida, and then moved around to a couple other different stations, and we still chase each other on the radio. He's on my show every day, Monday through Friday, and, of course, his big network show, The Watchdog on Wall Street, on over 250 stations. Many of the stations right now that you're listening to me on have him on the weekend, because he has a weekend show and a podcast during the week. Now, I will tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor has been long a part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation and the pain that I go under, especially this week. It's been a pretty bad week for that. Of all things, the problem is my left leg, left ankle, left foot. This week, my right foot and my right leg acted up, believe it or not. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, I'm going to go again today to the specialist and find out what's going on. Now, the combination of ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's normal response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate the pain that you've got with the problem that you've got going on. Boy, it's worked for me. It's worked for me. And Relief Factor also targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Now, simple instructions are you take it with a meal. You can take it more than once a day, but you take it with food. You never take it on an empty stomach. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill to help you out, and it works. So, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And while you're there, check out some of the vitamin supplements they got there, too. I take the vitamin B12. I take the C and I take the D3, and it all works really good for me. It probably will for you, too. So, relieffactor.com/captain. Try out the 1995 3-week quick start, because after all you have to lose is what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Ditto. And boy, right. Nothing was ever said any truer than that. Okay, here we go. Emails have revealed a top U.S. scientist warned the Chinese colleagues that he had that Republicans wanted to investigate the Wuhan lab for COVID-19 origins. This isn't our little friend, is it?
I don't think so. I'm not sure, to be honest. But I think this is, you know, obviously, another indication that, you know, something fishy was going on there. People wanted to find out about it, and they were hitting the panic button about it.
Well, his name wasn't mentioned, so I'm not going to mention it either, because we'll have the duck on our screen here. but we talked a little bit about this. I'm going to add the Minister of Truth, Nina Jankowicz, who tells how men burst violently into your mentions like the Kool-Aid man. In other words, they interrupt your speech.
Right. Well,
at her case,
you know,
I get it.
Well, you know, but is this, you know, the kind of thing that, you know, you're going to have the minister, the actual Minister of Truth? I mean, this is her opinion. I guess people are entitled to their opinion, but it doesn't seem to be something that is building up. It seems like something that's really tearing down, and it follows a particular sort of ideological bent, and it just once again continues to destroy her credibility that somehow she would be even-handedly discerning truth for the United States.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen to her and her position and whatever it is she thinks she's got going. If the Republicans take control of the House and the Senate, like I believe they will, in November, they are going to defund her department.
Yes, one would think. This is so crazy. Americans don't go for this kind of thing at all. What I think it really shows, Captain, is just the abject, fearlessness of the far left, because they really believe, hey, we got the reins right now. We're going to put all this stuff in play. Mm-hmm. We're not even trying to hide it anymore.
Well, two Republican governors right now have asked Attorney General Merrick Garland to have the Justice Department stop the protests outside the homes of conservative U.S. Supreme Court justices living in her states. Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia have said that. They sent a letter to Garland asking him to enforce the 1950 federal statute that outlaws demonstrations that are aimed at influencing a judge's pending decision. And so far, Garland has said, no, I don't think so. No. But guess what? I hope the hell they put him in a position and maybe a federal judge somewhere will order him to do his job.
To do his duty, exactly. You know, I guess, Captain, you know, this seems a little far-fetched, but maybe we should just send some school board protesters over there to get into the mix, and then Merrick Garland will go literally into orbit about that, and then suddenly there'll be all kinds of security in the area.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously it's so political. And, Captain, but this is also so dangerous. You know, we're making kind of a little bit of fun of it here, but the bottom line is some of these crackpots want to do something terrible to the Supreme Court justices.
Mm-hmm.
We can't let that happen. We're losing our country if we somehow, the powers that be, encourage this kind of intimidation of judges. It's just not right, and they think it's helping them politically, but it continues to destroy almost what little we have left here.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct for what you're saying. You're absolutely spot on. Well, our unifier-in-chief has doubled down after he gave Trump a new nickname this week, the King of the Extreme MAGA Supporters.
Once again, it's the rhetoric. Somebody, they had to be sitting around a conference table or something at the DNC headquarters or somewhere or at the White House, and they said, let's call them ultra MAGAs now, because that'll sound really bad. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's all about they're writing this stuff. That's what they're doing.
Well, I got a way to kind of strike back here. You know, I was sitting tonight doing my show prep, and it just hit me. I was thinking a little bit out loud. It just hit me. All this MAGA stuff, and now the ultra MAGA stuff, too. I can remember, if they're using what they're using today to base all the definitions on, I was ultra MAGA before anybody ever knew what the word MAGA meant many years ago.
Well, sure, because it's the idea of Make America Great Again. They've tried to twist that into some kind of a Nazi, white supremacist, or take your pick. Anything other than the tried and true American values, which are enshrined in the Constitution, the idea of equality, the idea of opportunity, the idea of providing for the common defense, you name it, go down the list, and making America a land of opportunity for people who do want to immigrate here and want to start a new life. Yeah. You know, it's terrible what they've turned it into.
And we have a group called Americans for America that I started a number of years ago. Right now, we're almost at 12,000 members. You were aware of that, right, Kyle?
Oh, yes, that's right. We've been
almost at 12,000 members, and it's all about being an American first. And everything else falls into place after that. And people need to get over this crap that they're trying to peddle, because America is the greatest country on the planet Earth that I want to be a part of.
Well, sure, and it's really important to point out, because it's the Americans for America, America is an idea. America isn't a race. America isn't an ethnicity. America isn't a skin color. America isn't any of those things. What's great about America is that anybody can become an American. You know, you can become naturalized, this kind of thing. You want to move here. You want to have a great opportunity. That's what America's all about. And what's happening, Captain, is that because the far left understands this, they try to make sure that everybody hates everybody else based on their skin color, based on their race, ethnicity, et cetera. And because they know that when we come together under the idea of freedom, that the far left loses. Mm-hmm. And that's very important to them.
Well, we heard it again yesterday coming out of Russia. A Russian oligarch has said that Vladimir Putin has blood cancer. And it was said in a secret audio that got released.
Well, right, and this goes
together. That's leukemia, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, blood cancer, I think that's exactly what that would be. But we know that he was going to have some kind of abdominal surgery, Putin, that is. And this begins to track. What the real truth is, we just don't know, and we probably won't know for a time. But Putin was not looking too good the other day on May 9th.
Leukemia does strange things to you. I watch people slowly whittle away. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on this beautiful Friday morning. Right now it is just that where I'm at, a beautiful Friday morning. And hopefully we'll keep it that way for the rest of the show. 73 degrees outside my door.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News. The House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol issued 5 subpoenas for members of Congress on Thursday. It includes House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. This marks the first time the committee has tried to compel testimony from fellow lawmakers. In addition, the committee is issuing subpoenas to Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Mo Brooks. Those representatives are all considered allies of former President Donald Trump. Also from D.C., the Senate is expected to vote next week on a bill to help restaurants, bars, and other small businesses stay in business. The $48 billion aid package targets enterprises which saw big revenue losses during the pandemic and government-imposed shutdowns. The main goal of the bill is to provide a lifeline to the applicant who did not receive grant money through the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. You need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com. You need to get started and build your...
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
You betcha, and we're on the Westwood One satellite, so it's very easy for radio stations to be able to take this show and put it in the bird, put it up on their computer, and away we go, and you'll hear us wherever you're at. So if you want to help us out, that's all you do. Call up your favorite station and say, hey, there's a guy on the air overnight that you might want to listen to because he's a lot better than some of these boring things you have on. And by the way, why are you playing a show that was recorded yesterday for the second time? It was boring the first time. It's even more boring the second time. Just talking. All right. Well, Mike Lindell and MyPillow have been offering a BOGO extravaganza for about a month on multiple MyPillow products. And now the time's come to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, the Giza bed sheets. Boy, are those good. And the Giza Elegance MyPillows, same thing, best pillow ever. And the 6-piece towel sets. Now, those towels are big enough to fit my big butt as well as anybody else's pretty good size. So there you go. And you can roll and go anywhere with the MyPillows that they've got there, too. Take them on the train. Take them on the plane. Take them on the bus. Take them on the ship. Take them in your car. Take them in your truck. Whatever. And so much more. So just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one and get one free on select products. By the way, folks, as a bonus, you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Just give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Promo code CAPTAIN. Remember that. That's how you get the reduced prices. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, let's see here. We're going to go back to where we were. Donald Trump said Biden canceling the Alaska oil lease, he could not even, it said it wasn't believable. He couldn't believe it. And then the next comment he mentioned after that was, has he lost what's left of his brain?
Well, with President Biden, we're watching the deterioration, which is a sad, sad thing to behold. I don't think that it's necessarily Biden who's driving that. I think this is more policy that's being formed somewhere, in the sense of, you know, how are we going to approach these things? And so, yes, Biden, I'm sure, is on board with it, but this is being done in order to continue to stop our ability to have any kind of energy independence, certainly to even fight inflation. It's just obvious now. It's I don't think there's no more pretense about these kinds of things. And that's really scary because the American people don't want this to be a political situation. They want to be able to afford to put gas in their car. But suddenly, Captain, cars are bad. So no matter how they meet their demise for automobiles, it's just so much the better for the liberal left.
So then I want enough battery power to juice up my electric roller skate so I can go from point A to B.
Well, right. What's going to happen this summer, Captain, is we're going to see a lot of brownouts and blackouts and rolling blackouts and planned outages and so forth. Because here in Southern California, for example, we can't all turn our air conditioners on at the same time, and much less charge up our cars and go places when the power goes out. I mean, you know, in fact, if there's these things with the power company, they'll turn off your air conditioner if you let them so that you can save money or save energy and at peak hours and so forth. There's not enough electricity. And I'll say this real briefly. You know, back in the day, Captain, Americans used to say, hey, we need more stuff. We need more energy. Let's produce more energy. But mm-hmm. We can't do that these days because you can't build a plant. You can't do anything.
Well, you can build a plant.
Maybe.
If you're in the right place. We all know that we need at least one more nuclear plant somewhere to help things out. They seem to be the best ones at it. And if not, I guess a lot of states are going back, believe it or not, to the coal, clean coal, what they call plants, some of them in different areas. By the way, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky says, not so fast, y'all. He stymied the efforts yesterday to pass the $40 billion Ukraine aid bill.
Well, I think Americans believe that it is a good thing to help the Ukrainians, that's for sure. But especially at a time like this, we want to make sure that we're not just helping the Ukrainians. We need to be able to do things here at home, too, and spend the money wisely and do all those kinds of things. And fact, Captain, when you look at the construction on border walls, in fact, some people have been asking me, too, about, hey, well, why can't we just, if we're spending all this money, why can't we build, like, I don't know, desalinization plants and try to help the drought that way? But, you know, these would be massive projects, mm-hmm. but we're sending billions and billions and billions mm-hmm. elsewhere. Why can't we spend it here?
Let me say something to the Californians. Why can't we take the snowmelt that comes down off the mountain and instead of taking the snowmelt and have it go all the way down into the valleys and keep on trucking until it gets down and goes back out in the ocean, why can't we capture that water and use it?
Because of there's a lot of environmental red tape you'd have to go.
Yeah, there's a little fish 6 inches long somewhere. It might kill 30 of them.
Yeah, they call the
Delta
Smelt.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's mm-hmm.
the Delta Smelt, exactly.
And that's nuts. That's nuts.
Well, there's certainly, you know, especially in this day and age, we should be clever enough to come up with ways of doing mm-hmm. things that are environmentally sound, and we can do that. But the fact that you can't even get to square one, you know, that's... So what happens? Then we have a huge drought.
By the way, speaking of nuts, we have Backgammon Bob on the telephone line, so we're going to take his call and his question. Okay there, Bob. What's up?
Yes, sir, Captain. You're talking about who's behind all this stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be Obama and his new Green Deal thing. He hates oil and cars.
It's not just Obama.
No, but it's his people and his stuff too.
And who's funding? And who's funding him?
Yeah.
Who's funding?
Soros.
No, maybe. Right. Thank you. There you go. Now you got it. Yep.
And we need to get nuclear plants online.
Mm-hmm.
That's because even if they get electric cars and all that, they still need to have electricity to charge those batteries. Mm-hmm. That's all it comes down to.
Okay, well, thank you. Wait till you hear this next story. You ready for this one, Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to cheat up. We only got about 2 minutes, so here we go. It may sound like the plot is a scary end of a time-steam movie, but it's true in the name of public health. The Biden administration plans to literally hand over America's natural sovereignty to the World Health Organization when the next health emergency hits. The backdrop of that little publicized plan is the World Health Assembly planned for May 22nd to 28th in Geneva, Switzerland. And at that meeting, now 2 weeks away, a total of 194 countries will be to do the same thing.
Captain, what they found out during the pandemic, as it were, was that there's no better ultimate power authority than the ability to say it's a public health problem and you have to do this, and this supersedes everything, including the Constitution. And in fact, the other day, and I will say, Dr. Fauci, so we may see the duck, Dr. Fauci said those words, which were so incredible to hear, which were, hey, you know, he was kind of upset that somehow the courts could overrule the CDC, this kind of thing. Why should they be involved in this? Well, this is exactly why, because now you can rule by fiat. You can couch it with the public health problem. And whether it's true or not, doesn't matter. You'll scare people and everybody will fall in line. That's what they would be banking on.
Well, it just so happens. Let's see what happens here. Here we go. Get ready.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Isn't that ducky?
Well, that changed real fast, too, you know, because, I don't know, hundreds of years or, you know, at least the modern era, right, of scientific thought about why doctors might wear a mask went right out the window.
Well, I know why I wore SCBA in the fire department, and that's pretty much the only thing you can wear that'll really work if you're talking about working around highly contagious diseases and whatnot. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics at Trucker's Highway, and by the way, report.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Everybody knows your name.
an oldie but goodie, The Neck, She's So Selfish. And Kyle, what was the song that those guys did that was so famous?
Well, of course, The Knack, back in 1979, yeah, they released their album Get the Knack, which had the famous My Sharona track on it.
Yeah, and this was one of the other songs that was on it called She's So Selfish. I heard the drum start out on this, and I went, oh, yeah, I got to get that going.
Yeah, that's a really cool, it's a kind of an open track, and it's of course, back in those days, that was, New Wave was starting up, but they did this kind of stuff, and then My Sharona's really, you know, driving rock song, and so the Knack was pretty cool back in the day.
Absolutely. Okay, it's your turn, get it started with the weather.
All right, folks, well, as we were talking about last hour, we've got some rain going on. It shifted a little bit around, so we'll tell you a little bit about it. But if you're up on I-94 in Montana tonight near Miles City, heading over towards North Dakota, you're definitely going to be in rain, and that is going to extend all the way up into through Glasgow, U.S. Highway 2 up there, of course, all the way up into Canada, and, of course, as I said, across the border into North Dakota. Last hour, we were looking at the rain starting to approach the Missoula area on I-90. Well, it's there now. Looks like we got rain cover in Missoula down U.S. Highway 93 through Stevensville down to Hamilton right now. And then also, you've got rain that is going to be south of Coeur d'Alene. As we mentioned, too, 4th of July pass. You can expect snow on Friday, and that'll turn into rain Saturday through Monday, according to the forecast. But right now, down near Moscow, that's Moscow, Idaho. Not Moscow, Russia.
Never know. Obvious,
yeah, that's right. They've got rain. It's also going to be over in Washington near Dayton and heading down into Oregon, down to a place called Enterprise for Star Trek fans out there. And then you've also got rain on I-84. This is going to be north of Boise right now. Rain shifted a little bit away from Twin Falls, but you're still going to get some rain before you get to Twin Falls as you head on down I-84 there. So be careful out there. We've still got some wind advisories in different places, but you've also got that hot, dry weather in Colorado and in the Southwest. So be careful out there tonight.
And our buddy George up there, GCN Central, is sending us a message. And, George, I will answer your question during the military segment at 4:30 our time, Eastern time. So in about another 40 minutes, I'll answer your question about electric vehicles. Depends on the electric vehicle, of course. But here we go, Kyle. Let's go to North Dakota. We've got a real mess in North Dakota. A lot of small stream flooding tonight all across North Dakota. There is some major flooding going on right now in the Fargo area on I-29. Not only on the interstate do we have some water over the road, but we also have some water in Fargo itself, which is creating a problem. More on that probably from your local weather band up that way. You guys traveling north-south on 29, east-west on 94. Now, also, coming out of Duluth, a lot of rain up there, Duluth, Minnesota, and it's almost all the way over to the North Dakota border right now, up on the Canadian line, about 25 miles in. A lot of flooding up there, too. A lot of small stream flooding in Minnesota as well. Minneapolis, looks like you got some flooding going on there, right around you, down there in Iowa. Over towards the Quad Cities, we have some flooding over in there. A lot of rain the last few days, a lot of rain. Oklahoma, southwest corner of Oklahoma, a little bit of flooding there. We've got some in Arkansas, too, over there by Little Rock, over in some of the low areas that are over there. Some of those streams are over their bank. And looking at New Orleans tonight, just east of New Orleans, this is around past Cagoula, Mississippi. We do have some severe thunderstorms in that area that are just offshore. Don't know if they're going to come on shore or not. They might, so be advised of that. You could have some interesting weather up on I-10 in a little bit there if you're going across Mississippi, Alabama, over towards Louisiana or vice versa. Now, going up into the East Coast tonight, we've got some unsettled weather conditions. Upstate New York, Vermont, the northern part of Maine up there, northern Maine, and it could be rain, it could be something else. It just all depends on the temperature. You've got wind, and you've got some fog, which is a hell of a mess right now in some areas of North Carolina. But we do have some fog going up through the Chesapeake Bay area, on up through Delaware,
on up the coast of Jersey, on up to Long Island, on up to Cape Cod, and then up towards Bangor, Maine, where you park the car in the yard. So that's what we got going on right now, so be careful, and we'll let you know if anything else pops up there. Okay, Kyle, real quick, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight on the radio on the weekend show.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Thank you.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And again, KyleWarrenShow.com. And the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by the pilots and the Flying J. Well. On the telephone line, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about on the other side of the break here. But to get things started, I want to talk about the fact that even though Joe Biden's out there talking about Putin's price hike and Putin this and all this other crap, nobody's buying it. Nobody's buying it.
Look, we have something called the trade representative. We've got the Department of Commerce. We've got the State Department. We know very well what Russia exports, Ukraine exports. We know about transportation. We know about all these things. So given the war, which was told there was going to be one last year, we knew what those risks were. And you can imagine the cables coming from the diplomatic staff that we have in Ukraine, that we have in Russia, and the consequences or what will be at risk. So I will tell you that those diplomats, whether there's a sitting ambassador or one that is taking the place of one until Biden has his own people that are confirmed, go back to the State Department, and it isn't just to the State Department. They have, they will send those emails and those cables addressed to the Pentagon, to Treasury, Department of Homeland Security, White House. And so this administration did nothing. And I will say to you that the very same thing applies when it comes to the baby formula.
Mm-hmm.
You don't shut down.
Don't break the secret yet. Wait till we get on the other side of the break. And folks, we are going to tell you about where the baby formula is and how much. I got a number here. I got a number on how much our federal government bought, and they're still shipping it where they're shipping it. Wait till you hear this one. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Get ready to just go ballistic. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.